was really awesome, really fantastic words that God speaking through Lawrence, Danny and everyone else who shared tonight. I am really encouraged, I am really thankful. As Danny shared, you know, that God is really just doing great things in our life each and every day. And it's not by our own efforts. All we have to do was make that decision to say, yes, God, we want to move for you and we want to do your will. And we just let him do the work. We just let him work in us, the willing to do of his good pleasure, and for him to guide us and him to work in us. And it's by his grace, you know, it really, really is that grace, because grace abounds in everything that we do. And God really does love us. He's for us. And when he's with us and for us, nothing can be against us. And when people say that and somebody's not seeing it or feeling it, it can come across maybe a bit patronizing or a bit off key. But really, that is the truth of the matter. You know, when God is for us, nothing or nobody can be against us. And Cathy, I was really blessed with what you shared at the beginning about FedEx, and actually that we send it back. Whatever tries to come against us, whatever tries to exalt itself above God, we send it back to where it come. We send it away from us, away from our dwelling, because it don't belong. Whatever that is anything that the old man tries to bring up. And our life, mine and Danny's life, is really just a fantastic testimony to God. It's a fantastic testimony for what God is doing and has done, because he truly did take us out of the pit and put us in the palace. And he has really magnified us in such a way, not because we're anything, but because he knew we had a willing heart all of our lives, you know. Like, me and Danny have conversations about how we felt God's hand on our life throughout, way before we got together, even as children, and that we were always set apart separately before we even got together, you know. We were set apart, me going through school, Danny going through school, in our different individual lives and situations that we were in. We were always very different than the rest of the crowd, and not really knowing why we were different, but now we know why we're different, because God really did call us and choose us, and we have great lives ahead of us, you know, all because of God's grace and all because of what he wants to do in our life, you know. And like it says in the world, that many are called but few are chosen. And each and every one of us on here are chosen, and each one of us are chosen to live a great abundant life, to live a prosperous life, full of health, full of abundance, and full of joy, and just full of everything that God wants us to have. But we have to believe that as well. We have to really believe that what God says to us and through us is true, and it's his will. And we believe in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, then we should believe in all of God's promises that he did from Abraham right up until Jesus Christ, and so on up until our lives now. And it's just, like I said, a really awesome walk to be walking with God, and just really thankful for him. And as I wanted to just share that last week, or the week before, I shared with you all that that I went to an appointment that I don't normally go to. I don't normally go to appointments, but I went to this appointment, and the dentist found a lump in my mouth, an unusual lump in my mouth that they didn't know what it was. And that she was looking at me really with fear, like trying to put fear in me. And I remember that day, because I come up to Lawrence and I changed my one-on-one over that week, because I had to do some things on the Tuesday. And I normally have my one-on-one on the Tuesday, but I came up on the Wednesday instead. And the Wednesday was when I had my appointment. And I came up that day, and the dentist had told me they needed to take biopsies, and they needed to take like blasts of the mouth to find out what it was, asking me some really bizarre questions, you know, have I ever smoked, drink, is there anything in my family? And I was a bit like, whoa, really taken back by it, you know. I've been living really faithful, I've been really pushing into God, and then I just seen that fear really tried to overtake me. And when I came up, God had the perfect word, you know. Lawrence didn't know what he was going to share, because he let God do with the word. He didn't plan or say anything before I come up or see him. He lets God work through him, like tonight, like Danny, like you all, let God work through you. Because when we start doing things in our own strength, and we start doing things because we feel like we have to, we start to put God in a box. We start to put God in a place where he's unable to move, because we're trying to do it in our own strength, and we're trying to put our own thoughts and opinions across. And that's like why I really understand the things about the Bible, you know, that, yeah, we read the scriptures, we go to the scriptures when we're inspired to, but we don't really need to read from the Bible all the time or go to that for, because we can have our own interpretation on it. If it's not really God-led, we can have our own interpretation on it. So that's why we should really walk by that Spirit, be led by that Spirit, and trust that God is moving through the people who are around us or working in us. And it's really powerful when you get that, when you really understand that, you know, that is not about discarding the Bible, not at all, you know. God exalts his word above his name. Mm-hmm. However, it's about understanding that every one of us on this fellowship can make that Bible sound how we want it to sound. Every verse, every scripture can sound and make, but actually it might not be what God is actually saying in context, in days, in times, etc. So really when I come up that day, Lawrence didn't start getting the Bible out and saying, right, you need to do this, you need to do that. He just let God speak. He just let God speak his inspired words. And like I shared with you, wow, I left that this house and I was so encouraged. I had tears rolling down my eyes and I just had nothing but praise for God. I drove all the way home with my hands in the air, could have crashed, but with the grace of God and my angels, I didn't. Just worshipping him and thankful that he was with me, he's for me, and he knows our perfect need at the perfect time. And we really don't understand sometimes or see the true picture of what God is building or the true aspect or journey and where God has taken us. And so anyway, I've gone home that day, and then it was about a week to my appointment to go to the dental hospital and to go and have this lump looked at and to go and have a biopsy and all of this other stuff. Anyway, so I've gone and I've just been blessed that week. You know, by his stripes, I am healed. I had a few wobbles. We do have a few wobbles, you know. I had a few thoughts in my head, and my worldly head tried to take over from what the Spirit was saying and what the truth in the Spirit is. And I just kept confessing them things that God said about me. I just kept confessing that no sickness or disease can come near my dwelling. God has a great plan and purpose for my life. By his stripes, I was healed, not even knowing what it was. So anyway, I go for my appointment and I go into the dental hospital and I'm sat there, and then I go and I'd be examined. And it was just really, like, is a laughing story, really, because when I went there, the dentist looked in my mouth and he said, so I don't really know what you've been referred for. And I said, well, it's this really weird lump at the top of my mouth. And he was like, yeah, I can see that. He said, is it that, what I'm pushing? I said, well, I can't really feel what you're pushing, but I assume it is. And he said, well, that's just a normal part of your mouth. That's just a part of the bone structure. And there's really nothing to be worried about. He said, actually, the amount of people that get referred to us for that same problem is quite a lot. He said, so there's no worry there. You don't have to worry. I don't have to take a biopsy. And you just know that that's your mouth. And I was like, the reason why I probably never noticed it before is because there was never a sore on it before. But because an ulcery sore appeared on this lump, that's where it was affecting me, and that's where it's hurting. And the dentist didn't even know what it was. So I went there and I got the all clear, and which I knew I was going to get the all clear anyway, because no matter what it was, even if it was something really, really serious in this world, you know, by his stripes we were healed, by his stripes we are healed, and through the blood of Jesus Christ we are victorious in every single area. And through the blood of Jesus Christ and what he did on that cross, we are abounding in grace. And so, again, it's just the journey that we're on with God. It's just a really encouraging walk that we're on. And for me, what I've been learning over the last 2 weeks is, since me and Danny have really started to turn our hearts to God and let God work through us and in us and not us do it in our own strength, we abundantly share. We tithe or sow our seed, and really I have been learning so much about this sowing your seed, because all grace abounds when we do that. You know, we might not think that when we abundantly share for however much that is, that we might not see a physical finance in our hand or a physical object in our hand, but it's all grace abound, you know, in relationships, in health, in our knowledge, our understanding, our wisdom, the connections that we have, the way that we're able to conduct ourselves, the way that God is able to talk through us and be us to be led by that Spirit. Because on this earth, in the world that we live in, and we all know that we are in the world, but we're not of it. The world likes to tell you that you can't afford. I listened to a sharing the other day that you can't afford to abundantly share. Don't abundantly share all that thing over there. You know, that nice new washing machine or that nice new sofa or that piece of clothing is way more important than you needing to abundantly share. And then people get into debt and worry. And I've been there, you know, through the first part of mine and Danny's life when we moved into our apartment. We got into loads of debt. I wanted everything brand new. I didn't want anything secondhand. I thought it was our new home. And we really got into loads of debt. We weren't abundantly sharing. We were just living for ourselves, doing the things that we wanted to do. And lavishing up life, as we call it, because everybody else was doing it, so why not us? And over the last year, when we really got focused with God, I've really learnt, you know, it's not about them things, it's not about these worldly desires, it's about us just moving with God in abundance. And we started to abundantly share faithful and really have a joy in our heart when we did that. I remember years ago when we used to abundantly share now and again, there was never joy in our heart, really. It wasn't done with gladness, you know. It was like, oh, here we go again. God, really? Do we have to give this over? You know, we've got this and this to give. And it wasn't a right heart at all, you know. So there's really, when you have that heart, I don't think there's much for giving anyway. Because we have to do it with gladness. We have to do it with a joyful heart. We have to do it with the joy in our heart to know that God not wants us to do that, but God's able to work mightily through us when we do that. So anyway, we just started to abundantly share faithfully for about a year and put all these worldly things aside and really push into God and what God wanted for us. And things just started to happen, you know, like our debts, like hand on our heart, we can honestly say now that we are in not £1 worth of debt. Hallelujah to God, you know, not £1 worth of debt. And the amount of debt that we were in was quite substantial. And how it's been done, I don't know. The things that we want, you know, are there, you know, we've got a really nice apartment now. And it's not even that we strive for them things. But when we're able to give from our heart and we're able to give with a joy in our heart to know why we give, you know, it's not to have real super abounding blessings on ourselves, but it's the principle for one, and it's for God, you know, because what else can we give God? God has everything else. Once we say, God, we surrendered everything else to you, what else really can we give him? And he doesn't want our money. He can't do anything with it, you know. He's the richest of the rich of the rich and can clip millions in our hands whenever we want it. But it's through the obedience and through our obedience to him, through him saying, us saying to God, you know, we're trusting you fully. We're trusting you with our finances. So we're trusting you with our whole life. There is nothing hidden. There is nothing in secret, because we're trusting you. And you know what? We're not just going to give a little. We're not just going to give a lot, but we're going to give exceedingly abundantly, more than we could ever give, because that's where our heart's coming from. And then you find that you come out of this place of poverty or this place of debt. You come out of this place of wanting what everybody else has to this place of it seeming like nothing's happening at first, seeming like, well, actually I'm giving, but this isn't happening, that's not happening, to a place where you just see. Can you do that, please, Jess? Sorry. You just come to a place where you just see things just keep abounding, you know, like our finances are good. I haven't worked in over a year. We are living just on Danny's wage. We haven't done that since we got together. We have both had two wages coming into our house for years and still been in debt and not had anything left at the end of the month. Constantly borrowing, always borrowing. To the point where I haven't worked for over a year, and it's not wanting me, it's not pushing me to go back to work whatsoever, because we're living more blessed now than what we ever have been. So there's no like get up and go for me to want to go to work, with God's grace. Yeah, I'm just seeking the Lord. Hallelujah. And when he wants me to go back to work, I'm sure he'd be like, Amber, it's your time to go back to work right now. My husband works 3 days. 3 days a week when he used to work five. I used to work five. I used to do 70 hours in the care industry. It used to cause a lot of arguments, a lot of strife because I was tired. He was tired. We were work like slaves, you know, really just pushing in for nothing, for being in debt. So God has done a 360 turn in our life. He really, really has. We've gone from doing 70 and 70 hours each to Danny doing like 30 hours a week. And we are more blessed now than we ever have been. Our finances are great, you know. We are the lenders and not the borrowers. We give and we receive. And it's not even that we're receiving, you know. We don't even know how it happens. It's not like our bank is overflowing with finances. It's just we have every need met and more, you know, and we are full of health. Our relationship is in the best it's ever been. The last year it is the best it's ever been. Lawrence, Jason, Becky, these people who have been around us for a long time will know, you know, me and Danny argued for pretty much 5 years, and we were really fighting and hurting one another with words, and it just wasn't a nice place to be in, you know. But through our giving, through our dedication to God, and through that connection of listening, God has just done more than I could ever think or talk about. And I could go on for hours because I'm just so excited. I'm just so blessed. I'm just so thankful. And really, it all starts from just making that decision to turn to God, you know, that saying that you can take 100 steps away, but it takes one step to come back. Not having no condemnation in our heart, not thinking that we need to wake up and be all spiritual every day, because we literally just have to wake up and know that we're already born again. We're in that spirit every day of every minute, and we just have to walk in that. And when we're trusting God, it will just flow freely. Give our abundant sharing, you know, give it, because even when things in this world start to crumble and there's no healthcare system or no finance system or no jobs and people are being threatened if they don't have certain things that they're going to lose their jobs, it doesn't matter because God will always provide. God will always provide. If we give in this time, He will provide in every time. So He's doing it for me and Danny. I just share in our testimony, our life, because He is doing it over exceedingly above that we could ask or think. And we're just blessed. We have the best marriage. We are so in love and so thankful for what God has done. And really, I just encourage you all to just stay focused, stay connected on what God is working in your heart. Don't go to the left nor to the right. Keep your eyes single on what God is showing you for today. Don't worry about yesterday. Yesterday's gone. We can't do nothing about it. Don't focus on tomorrow, because God says take no thought for tomorrow, because tomorrow will take care of itself. Just think of today. Focus on today. Focus on what you're doing today and be blessed. And if you're not blessed, just go to God and say, God, I'm not blessed. How can I be blessed today? Like, I want you to bless me, and He will surely bless you, because He loves you. He's your father. He's your papa. And just as Danny goes to his dad, for things in the flesh, you know, we go to God like that every day in the spiritual. And yeah, I'm just so super blessed, and it's just an honor to be able to share all that with you and be with you, and to see you all and you to see us. But really, our life changed when we made that decision to really turn to God, and we made that decision to abundantly share, no matter what the thoughts were saying in our head, no matter what the enemy was trying to put in about any other thing that was more important than sowing our seed. Because He gives us seed to eat, and He gives us seed to sow. And when He does that, all the super abounding blessings come after that. So, I don't know, that was really on my heart to share tonight, really on my heart to share about abundant sharing. I don't normally share about it, but yeah, so just keep giving, guys. Keep giving of your time, keep giving of your life, keep giving of your finances, and God will truly bless you. And I know that, and I can guarantee that, and I'm not even God. So yeah, bless you guys. Love you.